That will be your penance, the compensation. So long you have only shown more or less the negative side, now the positive side you have to supply. To you it must be supplied, otherwise the people won't accept. In this way you are very satisfied. Doing so much for the world, in the ordinary calculation he has done enough. Unestimable service he has done in the religious world. That is the general understanding of the people. But Devarshi Narad came and told. And before that he found nonplussed. He has done so much good for the world, but still he himself is not satisfied. What to satisfy others? But the giver himself, he does not feel peace in his mind. The giver of the so many good things to the world, he finds in himself that he is in want, he is not in peace, he is in misery, uneasiness. So, in that highest order, what gave real peace to him, that will be considered easily, that the real way to the peace to the world. Do you follow? Not clear?
Yes.
Not fully clear. If anyone can understand, he may clear, clarify. Vyas recommended to the world for their peaceful life. Don't steal others' property. Don't take forcibly possession of others' property. Love your neighbor, all these things, so many things. Then you will find permanent peace in life. But the giver of all these things, he did not find peace in his mind. Because what he gave, that really the valuation of that was very little. So he could not find peace in himself. The giver of peace, he is in non-peace. And then Narada came and told him what is real peace. You please take it from me and now give it, distribute to the public. Then you will find peace. And the Vyasa says, I did so and I found real peace in my mind. And all the worldly people, you take it. What I have given before, that is not sufficient. What I give now, that is really peaceful. And you accept that. That was the thing. So hitherto what was in possession of Vyasadeva, that cannot contribute real peace to us. To show that to us, for his natural position as such, Vyasadeva was in sorrow. He was in sorrow, not in peace. But when he got the real seed of peace from his Gurudev Devarshi Narada, that you are lost peace of mind only. It is necessary that you will have to give real peaceful thing to the world. And it was affected in that way.
Maharaj?
Yes.
The one thing is that Vyasadeva, he had already given Mahabharata with Bhagavad Gita.
That is in Siddh unconsciously. That was given by him as an instrument what he did not conceive himself to the real standard. in Padma Purana and the other, but in Bhagavatam, he has given it. That is, hitherto his gift may there was chance of being misconceived of the mundane world. The devotee, the devotion of Krishna, that might have been conceived as a part of this mundane world, the sattva guna. But Bhagavat made it clear that it is over Brahmaloka, Chidviras. Not within sattva guna, it is nirguna. Nirguna. And thus he gave it. And not only by him, but when it came, acclimated from the realization of Sri Shuka, it reached that standard. A Chidvilas, not a Jaravilas. Not in the mental world, but in the transcendental world, the stealing, lying, and other autocratic movements, all is of absolute purity in the center. Infinite value of the highest order that was attached, that was made public of Krishna consciousness to the world when it came through the mouth of Sukadeva. So Vyasu Vyakti Navyaktiva. But Vyas was living, and after three editions, first or fourth edition, from Narad to Vyas only 10 lines, and Vyas to Shuka, that is 3 lines, and then Shuka to Parikshit, that was the main thing, and then last from Saunagadi, from Suta Goswami to Saunagadi Rishi, the fourth, and then Vyasadeva, the whole thing he put in a book form as last edition and sent it to the market. the fourth city, it is there. And the introduction, 3 shloks, Janamadasya, Niramakalpataru, Dharmakpurjita. 3 introductory shloks given by Vyasadeva and it's sent to the market. What we, at present we get. So when came through Shuka, it got the Bhagavata, got the standard in the Chidvilas, Uvad Vedanta. Previously it was mentioned, but the real characteristic to stand over in the standard, transcendental world was not up to mark, up to standard. And on the narrative, narration, in Padma Purana, Brahma Vaivarta Purana, they have got only not the standard of philosophy, ontological standard, but narration, history, something like. But comparative study and the ontological position to this Krishna consciousness given mainly by Bhagavatam when it came to the master. Arthuryam Brahma Sutranam Bhagavatam Vinirnaya Gayatri Bhashyarupusu Vedartha Parivinhita. So Gayatri, then Veda, Brahma Sutra, Gita, Mahabharata, all these things, everything represented in nutshell here and something more. In this way, the Krishna consciousness in its fullest dignity we get, and when it can satisfy the scholars, Vedantic scholars, and supersede all the scholars, the Gyankanda. The Gyankanda, those that are subhumanists, they are the exploitationists, like Jaimini. They had not so much credit in the society, but the credit was in the hand of the renunciationists. this Kapil Patanjali, this Nayayi, this logical section that dealt with the meanings of the Veda. And Vedabhyas had no other alternative but to relieve them, this Vedanta, Uttar Mimamsa, that was given by Vyasadeva, to combat the other opponents that Sankhya, Yoga, etc. But that was also vague, like that is Brahma, not very discriminated, differentiated realm of the truth of Krishna consciousness. So there was necessity of Bhagavata. Rasam, the highest thing is Ras, and not the intellectualism. In Vedanta and the other shastras of the higher order, they are full of intellectualism, ontological jugglery. But that is rasa, the rasa is the upper hand of everything, anandam, and not consciousness, not intelligence, not consciousness, not ontology, but ultimately, the highest thing is rasa anandam. Beauty, charm, harmony, that is all important. It was given in Bhagavata, in Gopi Gita, in other places, that is rasa, that is ananda, that is not intellectual jugglery. From the plane of intellectual jugglery, it is taken to the domain of rasa in Bhagavatam, the unique treatise.
What will be the value of Chaitanya Charitamrita in comparison with the super excellent position of Srimad Bhagavatam?
Bhagavata has got a general position in Sanskrit and also in exclusive information, historical reference, and dealings with many of the in various departments of the intellectualist, that has got its position. But if we have to consider the very gist of Bhagavatam, then we get Chaitanya Charitamrita above that. Because in Bhagavatam, other things are also mentioned, many things, which is not so much necessary. But to, it was considered to be necessary to maintain the positions of Bhagavatam. The Dhara Mandala Samstha, the geographical position, the historical position, all these things are mentioned. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is the very essence, and that is also that was percolated by Sukadev's realization, and here is coming from that is percolated from Mahaprabhu. The Krishna Radha Govinda Krishna Medita Tanu, the combined Radha Govinda. Through him it is coming in this intensified glory, more purer glory in from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And not many things which apparently may seem undesirable and unnecessary. In Bhagavatam, so many things, so many stories. But that will be for the selected few, not for all. Bhagavat will have more spacious jurisdiction than Charitamrita. But connotation, increased connotation we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. than in Bhagavad. Bhagavad has got its influence over a larger area. The Madhvacharya, the Vishnu Swami, the Nimbarka, the Ramanuja, and the Sanatani, they have got some sort of obligation towards Bhagavata that is coming from Vyasadeva. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is a more selected group, and who understands that, he thinks that this is more useful and more safe and more giving up purer conception of Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, who are attracted by Bhagavatam, there may be some room of misconception. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that misconception has been mostly eliminated. Prakrita, to conceive it as mundane. More caution is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But still, those that recognize Chaitanya Charitamrita to be the highest standard, they are also seen in engaged in filthy practices like the Sahaja, Aul Baul, etc. The feet. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari, Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Yes. I have heard one explanation of how the river Gandaki appeared, and I do not know if it is true, the explanation. Can you say, is there some explanation how Gandaki River has appeared?
How?
River Gandaki.
Gandaki.
Yes. How the appearance.
Appearance of Gandaki River.
Yes.
I don't know the history.
I've heard one story.
Yes.
There was a discussion between Lakshmi, Saraswati, and I think Parvati. And they were trying to understand who is the most chaste woman in the universe. So Narad Muni, they consulted Narad Muni, and he said that actually none of these three is the most chaste, but the most chaste is this one prostitute. So they were very shocked, and they went to Vishnu. And so Vishnu, he approached Narad Muni, and he said, yes. Narad Muni said, yes, there is this one woman, and she is the most chaste. So Vishnu thought he would test her. She was a prostitute, so he appeared before her as a leper. And so she brought him into... her maidservant greeted the leper, and then the maidservant went to the prostitute and said, there is this gentleman here. And she said, the prostitute said, yes, show him in. So the maidservant said, but he is a leper. And the woman said, no, that is all right, just show him in. So then she prepared a big banquet, and then she served it to the leper, and he ate everything, but as he was eating, some of his skin fell into the food. So the maidservant, when the leper was finished eating,
The maidservant brought the remnants before the woman, and the woman ate the remnants of the leper. And then she saw the skin there, and she ate even the skin. So in this way she served the leper with great devotion. She served the leper. And I don't remember so clearly, but Vishnu, who was coming before her as the leper, he was very impressed with her devotion. And so he said, yes, because you are so devoted, you will be the Gandaki River, and I will appear within your waters as Shalagram Shila.
I don't know that. Where did it found in any Puran?
I've only heard it from
come across. But I see some sort of rasavas there. Vishnu accepted the prostitute. Not mother, is it? The prostitute and Vishnu, that leper, the connection was that of wife and husband, or mother and son.
I think more wife and husband.
Then how that prostitute was accepted as wife, she can be transformed to be the mother of Shalagram Shila.
Yes, I see.
There must be some misconception, misdescription for us. I want to see the original thing. Then I can give decision.
I see.
But here, there's some anomaly we find in the story. Hare Krishna. Did I go, Hari go? Did I go, Hari go? Gold holy gold, gold holy gold, gold holy gold. Did I go, holy gold? 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 So, any more question from any corner?
Vidagda Madhava Prabhu just come.
Any news from him? Yes.
Has he
come?
Yes.
Is it, come. Today?
Yesterday.
Today he has come?
Yes.
All right.
And you know this being a guru.
What did you say?
You've already heard the news about the new gurus.
Oh, new guru. Yes. Three new acharya has been added to the acharya board. One is Sarva Damodar, another is Panchadravya, another Gopal Krishna. And that Raman Swami is also being given some hopeful news that under some condition they may also, he may also maybe incorporate.
You know the meeting.
Anyhow, they are more extensive, becoming more extensive. And that was unanimously or in your position. That decision.
There was some deadlock for 2 days. There was some opposition.
Opposition is accorded, or ultimately it was accepted unanimously. In the course of the meeting may have any opposition, but when in conclusion more than 3/4 majority, perhaps it was accepted on the face of opposition or ultimately unanimously. You don't know.
Hare
Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Panchajivira Swami is coming, you know? Yes, he'll be coming now, after the meeting. He wants to come. And Jayatirtha Maharaj, he will try to bring others, including Ramaswamy.
Jayatirtha Maharaj is going to try and bring Ramaswamy Maharaj here.
Jayatirtha Maharaj is going?
To try to bring Rameshwara Maharaj here.
Yes. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Die, Gaur Hari Gaur. Die, Gaur Hari Gaur. Die, Gaur Hari Gaur. Kingdom, all may be benefited. The wave that is created, the sound, the wave, that can help even the inanimate object to a certain extent. The vibration that helps the atmosphere, beautify the atmosphere. It's Krishna consciousness. That the subtlemost, which can have effect in all sorts of gross elements in the world. The subtlemost is Krishna consciousness. That can work anywhere and everywhere, in every plane. But we may not detect. But you know, Mangalam Bhagavan Vishnu, Mangalam Madhusudana, Mangalam Sarvadi Vishu Sarva Yayatano Hari Mangalayatano Hari Shivam. All auspicious. Auspicious means anti-mortality. Generally that is considered to be Shivam. Mrityunjaya Shiva, who has conquered this mortal aspect of the world, mortal ways, conquer the mortal ways, beyond mortality, immortal, is Shivam. And then positive area of love and beauty. There is something more, the highest transcendental position. And above that nothing can be love and beauty. Satyam Shivam Sundaram, all satisfying. Rasa. No complain against. All harmony. None have to complain. I had in my boyhood one shlok from Upanishad. Satyam Vriyat, Priyam Vriyat, first speaks what is truth, preach truth, speak truth, Satyam Vriyat. No Vriya, Ma Vriyat, Satyam Apriyam. But don't say truth which is not pleasing. That struck me. What is this? So the truth must be pleasing. It may not be pleasing, it may be cruel, harsh, but still truth must be spoken. Why that would be modified? Satyam Vriyat, then Priyam Vriyat. Talk truth, speak truth. The next, Priyam Vriyat, talk pleasing, tell pleasing, Priyam Vriyat. Why modification? Ma Vriyat Satyam Apriyam. Don't venture to speak truth what is not pleasing. I could not adjust why it would be so. Truth must be spoken at any cost. Paramurya Satyam Apriyam. Priyanchal Nanitam Vriyat. And don't go to speak pleasing which is not true. That is also there. Esha Dharma Sanatana. This is the proper substance of the Sanatana Dharma. The eternal duty or function. Anyhow, I got a shock. The truth may not be universal. There is something more than that which the truth would be modified by that. Then gradually I came to know the truth means justice, but mercy is above that. The possibility of the existence of mercy. So truth and the priya means love, prem. Prem is over justice, consideration. Consideration, knowledge. That represents truth. But love is more than that. Love, mercy, more than that. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. There is truth, there is auspicious, there is beyond mortality, eternal, Shivam, and then fulfillment of life is in beauty and love, Prem. It is possible. Over justice, there can exist something. One party aggrieved, but if live love, in the domain of love, none aggrieved. What is apparently seems to be grievance, that is also compensated in another way. So, Satyam Shivam Sundaram Rasu Vaisha. Sundar means beauty and praise, love, mercy of same category. And truth, justice, and the same category. Then the exploitation, adharma, that is of the lowest category. For Mahaprabhu came, the Lord of love came with to distribute love. Love means not this which is passing here in the name of love, not that, that is lust. Love only connecting with the Supreme Divinity. Love is divine. All is divine, Supreme. And here, the enemy of love is lust. That is current here, in this place. Gaurari Bol. the distinction between love and lust we have to maintain always. That will be our principal thing in our preaching and endeavor. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, देखो भाई कामे प्रेमे भेद नाही तबु काम प्रेम नहीं है सिमिलर बट नॉट सेम विल बी वर्न अगेंस्ट दैट वेरी मच द सहजिया सेक्शन दे मिंगल इन द नेम ऑफ लव दे रियली व्हाट दे कल्टिवेट दैट इज लस्ट जन्म मांसमय काम It is in this world of flesh and blood, whatever. It is applied, it is lust. And prem, chidananda dham, that is on the other side, on the transcendental side, crossing the existence of our soul, super soul, paramatma, paramatma. Even in the realm of paramatma, we don't find love. Even in the realm of Narayana, we don't find real love. Surpassing that, the love is in the Goloka, especially in Vrindavan, at least. So, the warning has been given by the Acharyas previous, that we must not make, we must not jumble together love and lust. One is life, another is death. Two extremes. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So,
Sridhar Maharaj, if we have not yet come to the platform of even truth and justice, then how can we know that that which we are trying to apply to a person in the name of love or treating him with the highest principle is not simply mundane or sentiment?
What is his way here? Akhayananda Maharaj or Bhalti Maharaj? What does he see? What does he say?
If we have not yet even come to the platform of truth or justice, can we know if we try to deal with someone with love, it is not just mundane sentiment?
At least we have got some clue through our faith. We may not be established in that plane, but through faith we are connected, and we have to repeat the advices of our predecessors with faith, with good feeling, good attitude, and gradually the undesirable thing will pass away by that transaction, that process. What we have heard from Guru, from the Shastra, we have to repeat that. In my boyhood also I came in connection with another thing. Avritti sarva-sastranam bodhadapi kariyasi. It is mentioned in a Sanskrit verse that to chant repeatedly one thing is better than to understand the meaning. I could not understand this at that time. I could not understand. I was a boy of 13, 14. Then I came across this sloka, Avritti sarva-sastranam. That is repeatedly chanting of the hymns of Shastra, of the advices, the mantra of Shastra. Bodhadapi kariyasi. It supersedes even the understanding of the meaning of it. I could not understand. But I came to understand this when I came to Gauriya Math. It is possible. The Shastric, the perfect words, Shastric words, the name. The name we do not understand the meaning, real meaning of the name. But through faith, with faith we go to continue taking the name, gradually the name will come with his pristine glory to me. So the many advices in the Shastra, it is written, we can't understand, can't follow the real meaning. But still, if with faith, we go on chanting and tackling the same repeatedly. One day I will find the Shastra is revealing his meaning in me. It is possible. It is fact. We have experienced that. So it has been said that don't think that Shastra is inanimate. It is opposing in that position, a passive position, the sound. The sound which is aprakita, that is chetan, the sound, not ordinary sound, but Vaikuntha Namagrahanam, the sound that are transcendental, they are person, they are chetan, but they are posing in that some passive way, in shanta rasa. So, when they are satisfied with us, they will come with their meaning to our own brain. They will descend. The meaning will descend. The meaning, just as like the water has been ice, ice, then the ice will be melted into water. Something like that, those rigid sound, which is non-penetrable at present. One day, that will come out within my heart with self-effulgent way. And I shall be able to understand after a long time, oh, this is the part of this sloka. So, when we generally take seat in a vasasana and going to read any shastra, Bhagavad, Charitamrita, we worship with flower and do namaskar. That is not an objective thing, subjective, super subjective. So I honor before I go to read. If he likes, he is pleased with me, then he will give the real meaning. It will come within my heart with its real meaning, purpose. It is possible. So the Mahajan, the advices that come from Mahajan, that is all Chetan embodied within. And any time that will be pleased with me, my behavior, my attitude, my earnestness, my goodwill, they will come with pristine glory, with his real meaning within my heart. So we have to carry out that, in that tune, we have to carry out preaching. Preaching that we are not perfect. That is also a ban, an obstacle to think that I am perfect. I am carrying out the order of my Gurudev. I am a peon. I am not proprietor. This spirit, a preacher must have. This is a healthy sign of a preacher, an acharya. I am mediator, and never I am master. If one can think master, then he became opaque. The line banged there, is tempered. But he says, I am peon. What is coming always, I am a middle capitalist. There is higher capitalist I am taking from him, and I am distributing to the ordinary people. This should be our attitude, not the last, the highest center. Then we will be undone. Always, current. The current is passing through me. I am receiving the grace from up, and I am distributing them to the lower junior section. I shall be an instrumental always. That a preacher must think, guru must think. But externally the guru may not express that idea, but internally it must be said. He's a beggar. He's a beggar at the